Here's a check on stories we're following for you today on Robinhood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for partly cloudy and humid today in the mid-80s. Cloudy tonight around 70. Tomorrow and Sunday, the weekend, some sun, humid, thunderstorms are possible, 80 to 85. And even on Monday, hazy and humid, scattered thunderstorms, 85 to 90. We'll get the full details on the tri-state forecast in just a few minutes. The Connecticut State Department of Education, together with Connecticut Children's Medical Center and other healthcare providers, is hosting a virtual meeting Monday, August 23rd from 5 till 6 p.m. to answer families' questions about what to expect and how to prepare for a safe and successful return to school. More information can be found at the Housatonic Valley Regional High School website. State employees in Connecticut, K through 12 teachers and other school staff and early childhood workers will have to get vaccinated against the coronavirus or submit to weekly COVID-19 testing under a new state policy, which was announced yesterday. The governor issued an emergency order that institutes the vaccinations on testing requirements effective September 27th. Medical and religious exemptions will be allowed. Under the governor's order, covered state employees, public and private school staff, and early childhood workers who have not received at least one vaccine dose of the effective date must submit to weekly COVID-19 testing. New Vance Health is requiring all its workers tied to its operations to be fully vaccinated of COVID-19 by October 1st, accelerating the timeline for mandatory vaccines, which was set by the New York State Department of Health this week, and expanding its scope. In Cornwall, some changes are being made on plans for a proposed new office building at the transfer station. First Selectman reported to the Selectman station staff and architect Elisa Hishnan have been working on the project, have agreed to move the new structure about 5 feet to the north and add an overhang so those existing building is not stepping directly into traffic. The new facility will have a sink, hand washing station, heat and air conditioning. The board agreed to seek bids for the construction. A week after New York State Education Department issued health and safety guidance that raised eyebrows and left decisions about immediate future interscholastic athletics in the hands of local health and school officials, there does not appear to be any red flag. So far, at least two counties around the region have informed schools they will not stand in the way of the fall season. Putnam County and the CDC recommendations with local schools this week will be leaving all the decisions about interscholastic activities up to each individual district, according to Patricia Simone, who is county executive, Mary Ellen Odell's chief of staff. The same is true now in Dutchess County. In Williamstown, Massachusetts, a growing list of groups is calling on town officials to terminate the employment of police officer over the fact that for years, a photograph of Adolf Hitler hung in his locker at the station. During the past 2 weeks, interim town manager Charles Blanchard received two letters requesting that he terminate Officer Craig Eichhammer because of the photo, which was removed from the locker and disposed of a couple of years ago when staff moved to a new police station. Quoting here, "I stuck the photograph on the locker wall just as one would possibly hang a comic strip or picture they thought was funny," end quote, according to Craig Eichhammer, the Williamstown police officer. In Norfolk, the summer events continue on the green, garden contest plus lawn games with the Bautel PTO. The 50th anniversary of the Salisbury Volunteer Ambulance, where you can meet your hometown heroes, will be held on August 21st from 11 till 3 at Trotter Field. The public is invited to attend. The Northeast Milderton Library used book sale room located at the library annex at 28th Century Boulevard is open on Saturdays throughout the summer from 10 to 1. The sale room will continue to be open at the hours through the summer. More information or donating materials or volunteering, you can call 518-789-3340. The Hillsdale Concert Series brings singer-songwriters to the town's Hamlet Park on Saturdays in between 4 and 7 through October the 3rd. Concerts run from 5 till 7 p.m. The park opens for guests at 4 p.m. Admission is free. Donations are always welcome. Refreshments are available for purchase at the park, provided by Hillsdale's Rojan Brewing Company, Little Apple Cidery, Bacon's Pizza, and Mama Lowe's Barbecue. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakenin.com. You'll also find them on Instagram and Facebook, by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viale Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshires since 1912, 413-243-0347, vialeinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average starts off today at 34,894.12, the NASDAQ at 14. 14,541.79 and the S&P 500 at 4405.80. We'll take a look at the tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.